The death count continues. Public Health Sudbury and Districts reported Tuesday that 2 new COVID-related deaths have occurred. This puts the total number of local COVID deaths at 106 that have been recorded since the outbreak began in March of 2020. No specific details on the deaths were reported other than they were said to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area. Also, Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, reported there are now 46 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with 7 of them in the intensive care unit. There are 238 new COVID cases in the community, said Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, on Tuesday. All across Ontario today there are 272 active COVID-19 cases in intensive care units. This report includes numbers for the past 4 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, no longer reports daily COVID case counts on weekends. The total number of COVID cases locally has reached 10,965 in the past 23 months. The number of resolved cases in that same time period is 10,559, which means there are currently 406 active cases. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible locations of the new cases, PHSD said 192 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 29 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 17 new cases for the Manitoulin District. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 3,987 total cases, an increase of 78 cases. The next highest number was 2,726 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 69. There were also 2,233 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 45. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 1,368 cases total, an increase of 25. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 640 cases, an increase of 21. In the not specified category, there were 11 cases. No change since Friday. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 395,585 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 2,333 new tests. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 80.6% of all people in the PHSD area. The Sudbury Health Unit is reporting a number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. The list includes roughly 15 venues. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 46 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital website reported. 9 of those COVID patients were in the intensive care unit. There were 7 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None of those 7 patients was in the ICU. HSN also reported there are no current COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 1,335 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 272 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 15 new COVID-19 deaths.